So our topic this morning, finding your fit, or is it finding your feet? This is trying to work out the accent of a Ugandan, isn't it? So F-E-E-T and F-I-T might sound like the same word, but it's holding out the E, feet and fit. Finding your fit. At the start of a new academic year, last week we were talking about getting started, getting going. And so today I'm building on that by asking us, how do we get involved? What role can we each play? So, as I go through this list, tell me where you may have heard these things before. Welcome, cafe, vision and sound, PCC, children's ministry, youth ministry, worship team, running and planning events, social justice. Whisper to your neighbor and just tell them where you think you may have heard those things before. Perhaps they're strange. Maybe you've never heard them at all before. What are they all about? Social justice? Night shelters? Soup kitchen? What are they? When you hear those things, how do they make you feel? Do they excite you? Do they make you feel guilty? Do they challenge you? Perhaps you might want to think of three of those, and let's just take 30 seconds to think. Out of that whole list that I read, I might read them again. Which three warm your heart or maybe excite you? Which of those would you like to see flourish in this place? Would you like God to grow? Or which of those would you like to pray about? Is it children's ministry? Youth ministry? Welcome? Cafe? Vision and sound? Running and planning events? And other than prayer, what role could you play in these parts of the body as a member of the body that is St. Stephen's? So let's pray. All good gifts come from God. He has chosen to give each of us gifts. These gifts will no doubt vary because of the uniqueness that we each have as made in the image of God, and thus reflecting his many attributes. Lord, we pray that we may be those who use our gifts for the sake of others. Amen. So Africans love music, we love to sing, so I'll just teach you a little line, something short that you can all join in with, okay? So I'll go fast and I'll just allow you to compose yourselves and gather yourselves. It's easy. So follow me, you'll be okay. All right? So it's, though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. That's all. Okay? Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. And again, though we are many, we are one body. The second time, we are one body in Christ. The first time it goes up, second time it goes down. Shall we try that again? One, two, three. Let's sing. Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. Very good. Second time. Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. Clap for yourselves. You've done very well. Clap for yourselves. It's a good thing to encourage yourselves when you've done well. So I'm going to look at 1 Corinthians 12, which was the first reading that was on page 1153. 1153. In 1 Corinthians 12, we find Paul addressing the church. is the church in Corinth, and I believe that the words and the message are directly relevant to us today here at St. Stephen's in West London. This was a Greco-Roman world of Corinth set in a city of commerce. Okay, it was a very cosmopolitan type city, very much similar to the one here in London. Mixed demographic, people from different backgrounds and different social classes as well. Their attitudes, there was a lot of elitism and rivalry amongst themselves. Obviously, because there were different classes, weren't they? So then some people thought they were greater than others. I don't think this happens at all here in London, does it? Some people thought they had more gifts than others. Others thought they had been in the place longer than others and so knew much better what to do, which is a good thing. However, for those joining that community, perhaps there was a bit of struggle. How do I fit in? So previously, Paul has been addressing through 1 Corinthians various issues. He's addressed sexuality, food offered to idols, the Lord's Supper. And here, he's tackling an issue to do with spiritual gifts. So they're very gifted people, but there's a lot of disagreement, there's disharmony, there's disunity that has arisen because of these gifts. And Paul, in writing, this is a church plant of his, and they've written to him to ask, how do we deal with these issues? Now, with spiritual gifts, they're asking specific questions like, who gives these gifts and which ones are greater? How about those who can do all things? And do the weaker ones, with less important gifts and duties, really have a place among the elite? Should they just be dominated by the stronger ones? And some gifts must be better than others, surely. Surely, Paul, some gifts have to be more important than others. We could do away with some of the gifts. So these attitudes are not really helping. They're not helping the church integrate. In chapter 14, after this section of ours, with their characteristic capacity for making gifts into badges. So this morning we have labels here, but the badges that these people seem to be having are badges saying, well, maybe I can speak in tongues and my gift is greater, or I'm very good at administration. Surely mine is more important. Or I do the welcome and I do it very well. Mine is bound to be important. Or I'm a good reader. I know you can read very well. Mine is certainly more important. I clean very well. It's bound to be important, because when you come into the church and it's clean, that's the most important one, isn't it? But he wants the Corinthians to begin to understand that the gifts given to them by God within the context of the community are for the benefit of one another. None is greater than the other. So when Paul writes back to them, this is how he answers their question. This is how he answers their query. And I want you to hold out your hand like this. We're going to do something with the fingers so you can remember these points. So he says to them, one source. Remember, those gifts are about one source. Say this after me, one source. Okay, so one source to everyone. Can you do that? Just kind of point like that, to everyone. So it's one source to everyone, different gifts. Can you do that? And then the last one is, for the benefit of everyone. So allow your thumb to touch all the gift, all the fingers. Good. Let's try that again. One source to everyone, different gifts for the benefit of one another. So if you go to sleep for the rest of it, you've got it. You've got the talk. Okay, so one source. He gives them out on his terms. The Spirit of God gives them out on his terms. In verse 11, if you look at verse 11, Paul stresses that all these gifts have a divine source. The Spirit gives them as he determines, which means it is foolish to have jealousy and rivalry between believers, because it's the Spirit who gives them as he chooses. Verse 13, regardless of their origins, all Christians are baptized by one Spirit, that is, by the Holy Spirit, and are given the one Spirit to drink, that is, they are filled with that same one Spirit, and they're therefore all part of Christ's body. Number two, to everyone. No one, this might be a surprise, no one has all the gifts. If you look around here, yes, we might think that some people have all the gifts, or some of them in that church might have thought that some people had all the gifts, but the reminder Paul is saying to them is that no one has all the gifts. Have you ever joined a community and kind of looked at some people and thought, oh my goodness, they are really talented. See, I mean, that Ash can really play drums, but he can also play guitar, and he can sing, and sorry to single you out, Ash, just an example. And you can find people in a community that, because they're doing something in public and they're doing it so well, you then ask yourself, what can I bring? And yet the way to ask it might be, maybe if they're doing what they're doing, they could inspire me as well to do something with what I have. In verse 21 to 26, there should be no looking down on one another, just as the different parts of the body do not look down on each other. Each gift is important. Each one has a gift. The Holy Spirit has given gifts to everybody. Number three, different gifts. Diversity of gifts. So in verse 12, Paul uses the analogy of the human body with its many parts to demonstrate that the body of Christ has many different parts with many different gifts, but still one body. Though we are many, we are one body in Christ. So your gift, this is the message for you this morning. Your gift is important. Your gift has a place in the body. Maybe your gift is seen. Maybe your gift is not seen. Whatever gift you have, it has a place, and it's important. You've been through school, and some of you might be at school or at college or at university or in a group where, have you been in a situation where every time somebody asks a question, there are those who always have an answer? Has that never happened to you, has it? Or in a Bible study group, there are those you guarantee whenever you're going to lead that, yes, if I ask these questions, at least those three will answer. Has that happened? And sometimes if you're the one who needs a bit more time to respond, you might think, I don't think I have a place in this class or in this Bible study because I never have anything to contribute. But you do. You do, because that teacher or that Bible study leader is not the source of the gifts. The source of the gifts is the Holy Spirit, is God who made you, and he knows that you have gifts. So your gifts might not look like the other person's gift, but you do have a gift. In verse 27, just as God designed the working of the human body, so he has planned the way that different individuals can contribute to his church. And as we were going through that list earlier, the question might be, how could you contribute to this body, that is St. Stephen's. An African proverb I read somewhere says that the right hand washes the left hand, just as the left hand washes the right hand. So if you go to wash your hands, the right hand cannot wash itself. The left hand can't wash itself. But the right washes the left and the left washes the right. And that's how you get washing. So in other words, we need one another. Different gifts that we have, the variety of the gifts that we have, work together. So number four, one another. These gifts are not just given for the benefit of myself, of my own good, to say, yes, look at the things that I can do, and I can do them so well. They're given for the benefit of each other. In verse 25 to 26, we can see that God's design requires that different parts of the body, both the physical body and the church, be concerned for one another. And we know that pain, when there's pain in one part of the body, that pain is shared across the rest of the body, physically. We also know that's true about the church. When there's pain in one part of the body, somebody's ailing, somebody's aching, somebody's unwell, we carry that pain together. That's about being part of the body. How about functioning? If the church needs somebody to say good morning and welcome to somebody who is new, maybe not everybody can do that, but you who is able to do that, when you do it and do it well, it benefits the rest of the body. Children and youth, for that ministry to flourish, some people might sit and say, I don't think I have anything to contribute to that ministry. I'm not that good. But if that youth leader or that children's leader asked you how you could help, it might be that you could read a lesson or share your story with the young people or get alongside the leaders when they're going for a social activity. There's something that you could do, and yes, it might be out of your comfort zone, but if you remember that it's for the benefit of one another, then I think that's a good place to start. It's for my benefit, but many times it's for the benefit of each other. And as I conclude, I'd like to encourage us to remember that the gifts come from a single source and are given for the good of the whole church. Every individual has an indispensable part to play in the life of that one body. Because the important thing is not which gifts are most impressive, but which best serve to build the church. Which of the gifts that you have serve best to build the church? Paul shows us that there are things more important still, when you read later, faith, hope, and love. And he says the greatest of these is love. And he's drawing on a point because chapter 12 and then chapter 14 are both looking at gifts and how they operate in the church. Sandwiched by chapter 13, that very famous chapter we hear at weddings, 1 Corinthians 13, about love. Love is patient, is kind. We know that very well. And Paul is trying to say, desire the very best of gifts. Which are the best ones? The ones that serve one another. But also, he starts 1 Corinthians 13 by saying, let me show you a more excellent way. So as you serve, serve in a more excellent way. Serve in a way that is grounded in love. Let love be the foundation of your service. And that's what Paul is saying. I'd like to end with a quote from a book. There's this book that I've read quite recently. Some of you might have seen it before. It's Called or Collared by Francis Dewar. And in here, he's talking about God's calling, not just to those who are ordained, but across the church. What is it that God has called you to do? What is it that God has designed you to do in this life that is limited? And he says, and I quote, "There's an old Christian tradition that God sends each person into this world with a special message to deliver, with a special song to sing to others, with a special act of love to bestow. No one else can speak my message or sing my song or offer my act of love. These are entrusted only to me. This is your calling, your personal vocation from God at each stage of your life." He goes on to say that expressing that message, singing that song, offering that act of love will only bring you the most profound fulfillment. It will also be for the freeing or for the enrichment of others. This is God's calling to each of us to unearth and to give our innermost treasure. And so as I finish, remember that these gifts are from, so let's try and do it together, they're from one source. They are given to everyone. There are different gifts, and they're for the benefit of one another. Let's pray.